Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of the Licton Lifestyle. I'm Steve Peck, along with Dr. Edward Licton, the expert in the field of what, doctor? Come on, we've been talking
hormonal about therapy.
Of course. What else?
Life, recovery, prevention, early intervention, living longer, living better. Let's keep it simple.
Did you like the way I threw it to you for the intro?
Hey, you throw things at me and they bounce. It's good.
And speaking of throwing things at you, the show we've kind of put together rapidly. Before, we had another couple in studio, and we were talking about hormone replacement therapy. That couple was awesome. They were in their 50s, and they were talking about how it enhanced their life. You've invited two guests in today, and we're going to talk about couples again, but in a different way. Explain what you had in mind for the show.
Last week, we talked about the problem everyone's facing in that we're having environmental toxins are actually changing our lives, and not always for the better. Mm-hmm. And these environmental toxins are affecting men and women. So we're seeing men and women aging prematurely, more diseases, breast cancer for women, heart disease and diabetes for men. And what I picked up from this couple was the fact that they wanted to be proactive. They wanted to say, we know things aren't quite the way they were before, and they're just early 40s, and if that's correct, and women never tell the truth about their age.
But nor should we ask.
You can get away with it sometimes. Okay. But the bottom line is they took a proactive approach to health before they saw me.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
And I want each one of them to describe what they did to stay healthy because they knew things were slipping a little bit and how they described that slipping. But since they both have been on the hormonal therapy, their lives have changed. And some are subtle changes and some are more vocal changes and some are more physical changes. And I wanted them to get a chance to say, here's what we did before. Here's what we're doing now. Isn't this cool?
All right, so let's welcome our guests. We have Nan and Dave in studio. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Tell me, when you came to Dr. Licton, you came for what reason originally?
Bioidentical hormones, hormone replacement therapy. I am 47, as is David, and it became apparent that in the last 6 months there was something that had changed. With my body, I'm a yoga instructor, Pilates instructor, and I use my body a lot. And I was having to sleep all afternoon. I would do classes in the morning and then classes in the evening, and I had no energy. My nails were breaking and splitting. My skin was getting just not the way it had been. And I take a lot of supplements. I do a lot of different things. And so I knew that more than likely I was hitting that age where the hormones are changing.
So it was all of a sudden things started to change within the past year, you'd say, or really within that past 6 months?
Probably longer within the past year, but it became really acute or really apparent in the last 6 months.
So, Nan, you were the first one within this couple that noticed you needed something. And you started researching this, or did you hear about it on the media?
Yeah, a little bit on the media. I saw Dr. Phil's show, I think, and the wife.
His wife?
Yeah, does something on bioidentical hormones. And I knew I wanted something like that, that was natural, that that wasn't synthetic. And I researched it to a certain degree, but I kind of I called a compounding pharmacy, actually, and asked them to refer me to a physician. And they said, well, do you want a man or a woman? I said, I don't care. And they said, well, Dr. Licton, but he's aggressive. He's like right there. He's going to, want you to do stuff immediately. And I said, that is what I want. I want somebody who wants to give me an immediate change, not having to wait 6 months and see what happens and then fidget with it some more. I want to see changes. Mm-hmm. So
I'm going to pipe in real quick because I think you're forgetting, like, the real culminating event was you had your migraine headaches returning.
Oh, yeah.
And that was when you said, I've got to seek something out.
You're right.
And you hadn't had them in a while.
You're right.
So that was like the straw that broke the camel's back that made you seek something out.
Forgot that.
Yeah.
I had really bad migraines in my 30s, probably due to having too much estrogen.
Happens a lot, right, Doctor?
Hey, you're doing fine. Just keep telling the story. I like it when I can sit back and go,
And when they started to come back, I knew. I went through that for 10 years without knowing that there was a solution. And I knew there was a solution, and I was going to find it come hell or high water fast. I was not going to live with those migraines for a long period of time.
So the migraines, then you're hearing on the media, television, Oprah's even doing this right now. And so that created an awareness or a greater awareness. You did some research and then you found Dr. Lichten. Tell me about that.
I came in here and I liked everything I saw and heard. I am pretty educated on these things because of my my field. Being a fitness instructor. I got David in. I called him as soon as I came out of the appointment. I said, you got to get in here, because he had been having just a wish list of things that he wanted to, goals he had set for himself he wanted to attain. And I knew this would be a big part of it.
But you were doing therapy for a few months before Dave came in? Is that how it went? No, you came and just dragged him right in.
I came in the same day.
Same day.
Good for you, Dave.
Well, it was synchronistic, because I had just been saying to her over the last few weeks that, you know, I have my head knows how to train hard, and I want to do that. I want to stay in good shape, and I was losing the battle of the bulge, you know.
I was there.
Yeah, I couldn't look at myself in the mirror, and, you know, I could still go out and run, you know. I ran 8 miles one day. I can train. I mean, I have the mind to really, I have a lot of willpower. And at 300 pounds, one day I just went up and ran 8 miles. And, you know, I'm in the gym, I'm doing yoga, and I'm losing ground on my and I'm a big guy. I'm 6'2", I'm an ex-football player. So, you know, my normal weight should be more around 240, 250. And I just said, I wish I had something that could enhance my training so I could get more of a bang for the buck. And I had just been saying it in the last 2 weeks. So it was synchronistic. She says, guess what? You know, I went to a doctor today, and he's got exactly what you were looking for. You should get in to see him. And I just trusted her lead. I felt like it was just, you know, meant to be, and I did it, you know. And I've seen the results in my training, my endurance, my strength. I'm down 25 pounds in 7 weeks, feeling better.
Well, when you came in, I'm sure there was some blood work done, Dr. Lichten. They had blood work done, and you checked their levels first.
Right. Just like we've discussed before is with Dan, she came in, and we said, okay, let's measure your blood levels. And we have like 294 parameters that we actually look at, and we have expectations, or I have expectations of what they're going to be. And I think I've judged pretty well where you were burned out and where you were low and what we need to do. The second thing was we looked at the symptoms, and Nan had problems with the headaches. And I don't remember if I gave you trigger points to block the headache, but we talked about how we could change the hormones and she could give up her menstrual periods and her migraines and her irritability if she got a little PMS-y, and bring back the loving feeling 4 or 5 times a day. And I said, one of the
4 or 5 times a day.
Well, we can tease a little bit. But the bottom line
is not exaggerating.
But the bottom line is we talked about the fact that the hormonal changes of all these environmental toxins have, and that we have a way of blocking it, just like the drugs Demi Moore was on, and Nan said, go for it. And I don't know what she's felt with the different hormonal therapies, but I'm sure she's had no headaches and no migraines and no menstrual periods. And I don't know if everything fits better in the clothes, and if your workouts are like, you know, the 20-year-olds are dropping by the wayside and you're still going. But the point is, we brought back that.
All true.
We brought back those feelings based on the fact that we knew what the toxins were. They already knew how to handle nutrition, stretching, all the good things that you're supposed to be doing, and it wasn't working. And then by adding the right hormonal balance, Nan has sort of blossomed, is a nice way of putting it. And she was the first one. And yes, she called Dave and said, you come in today. And I don't know if it was because she got the shot that day or not, but the bottom line was Dave came in, and he's been a very happy camper. But the part I wanted to deal with this show was, here are people who know there's something wrong. They are already working their butts off to do preventive, you know, yoga, weight training, good food, nutrition, Feldenkrais, massage. They're doing it all, and they still know something's wrong, and they know they're peak of their life isn't over, mm-hmm. and they picked up on what was missing.
Well, and they're not alone. So tell our listeners why that happens, why this natural life process puts us in that state when we're in our 40s and 50s. Why does that happen to us?
Well, the body, you know, I have my philosophy on what happens, but I think that we're not made to last forever, mm-hmm. but we also have the intelligence to change our environment for the good or bad. I mean, we live in houses, not outside in our caves. So we've learned we wear clothes instead of furs. The point is we've been able to use our environment to help us. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when you do something to help us, you also can hurt us. So after World War II, as we talked about last week, is they figured out that by giving extra estrogen to the livestock, they could make them bigger and fatter and make more money. So since World War II, we've seen the animals weigh 100 pounds more in 1 month than they did before they went on hormones. Mm-hmm. And the Europeans recognize this as a problem, and they won't let us take our meat to Europe. But that hormones have been so ubiquitous, so universal, that we can pick up those hormones that are put in the animals in Iowa, end up in the men with testicular cancer in Denmark. And the sperm counts of the men in Hong Kong are off 30% in 25 years. So mm-hmm. these hormones now are everywhere. And we're seeing the aftermath of these hormones that'll be around for another 100 years if we stop using them. And that impacts on disease. So with that premise in mind, we now have found ways of blocking those hormones. And I think this is fantastic. I'm very proud about the fact that how this works. But if you're going to pour estrogen in our system, I can block it. I can block it so the young lady should have less risk of breast cancer and less central obesity. And the guys, hopefully, will be able to, you know, keep sexually active and physically active in their 80s and even their 90s. But we have to grab it now because the people I'm seeing, even in their 30s, are showing the effects of these hormones.
And a lot of that is from the environmental issue.
I mean, I have guys come in here at 29 who can't get an erection. I have guys come in here with gout and arthritis. They look like they're 60 and they're 30. It's really scary to see how bad 30-year-olds are. Now, here we have 40-year-olds. Okay, and you're 50, and I'm 60, and we've interviewed patients up into their 80s, right? Mm-hmm. And those who have been on hormonal therapy for 25 years, I mean, like Mary, she's a real hoot, okay?
Yeah, she was fine.
So the point is, why not take the intervention? Don't wait for the government or somebody to save us. We have to take an active role, nutrition, exercise, stretching, mental exercises, physically working towards optimizing our medical condition, our physical condition, because no one's going to save us, and the environment sure isn't working for our favor right now.
True. When Nan and Dave came to you, how did they look from a blood work point of view?
Typical. What I mean typical is we have certain things we see in this environment. Well, both of them don't work outdoors, so both of them had low levels of vitamin D, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. Number two, with the low levels of vitamin D, this affects sleep patterns. Mm-hmm. So one of them, I don't remember, both of them had low levels of growth hormone. So the disruption in sleep pattern was actually affecting their healing. A little bit of thyroid, but the biggest thing was the estrogen imbalance. Dave had a reasonable level of testosterone, but his estrogen level was up. And the binding proteins were up, so he had definitely, because he's a bigger guy with more body structure, he had more effects of the estrogen. And here we had Nan, whose hormones I think were pretty good, but she could tell that her real effective testosterone levels were sinking. So we had a general idea, which was predicted by experience and their blood work, and we addressed them with the plan we just talked about. Both of them received a combination of testosterone and estrogen blocking hormones, and you know, Nan felt great day one, but she jumped the program, and some of it I'm sure was emotional as well as physical. And then Dave, you know, he had to catch up, but he did.
Well, explain the protocol, and then we'll get back to Nan and Dave and find out how it's worked for them.
Well, the protocol is you get the blood work, because the blood work is how your body's reacting. And we know what normal is for 20, 30, and 40. And you're 20 years old and you have the blood level of a 70-year-old, you know, there's work to be done. So the biggest thing is environmental. We don't get enough sunlight. So we talked about replacing vitamin D and deepening the sleep state. By deepening the sleep state, they both had good nutrition. vitamin D affects how well you absorb your minerals. So if you have good levels of vitamin D, those same vitamins you take are probably twice as effective. So they both went on the vitamin D program, and I think both of them told me their sleep pattern really improved dramatically, and they slept deeper and slept better and felt more refreshed in the morning. If they're low in thyroid, then there's tired, fatigue, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And in Michigan, it's part of the Goiter Belt, so half of everybody in this state, in Ohio and Illinois and Kentucky, are low in thyroid. There's no iodized salt. So the bottom line is, by putting some thyroid into the system, they had more energy, warmer. By raising your body temperature a degree, you can drop 50 pounds in a year. So whether this contributed to Dave's weight loss, it didn't hurt. The next step was the adrenal. The adrenal hormones are energy in the morning. I don't remember either one of them are doing a lot of coffee or tea. I know neither one are doing nicotine, but that's a sign of adrenal exhaustion. Mm-hmm. So is 4 o'clock in the afternoon naps. So taking some DHEA increases the energy and lets you kick right through 4 o'clock. And digestive enzymes we've added to their program because they're taking vitamins, but are they being absorbed? Being close to 50, you start to lose stomach acid. So B12 and digestive enzymes, again, considering them almost like hormones, make the nutrition work better. And then we boot the big kicker, and that's balancing the estrogen with the appropriate testosterone, which is like a, you know, spark plug and super high test, and everything just revs and goes. And it's not that it's like you're wired. Mm-hmm. It's like you have the energy. Mm-hmm. When you need it, it's there.
Right.
And I think that's a real kicker. I say, well, you're on testosterone. You're going to have roid rage. Well, there is no roid rage because you're not getting 20,000 milligrams of something. You're getting just enough to bring it to normal physiological levels for someone your age, if you, you know. And a 47-year-old in 1950 would have had levels of testosterone of 450. Mm-hmm. And the three of us here together may not have had levels of 750 when we were tested, because we know that we're being burned out by the environment. So we're not pushing to make supermen. We're just making better men and women. Or if we want to think about it, type of men and women that, you know, won World War II.
Nan, when you came then and you started all of this, tell me a little bit about how you felt.
Well, I would say I felt the most improvement after a month. But, it, you know, I felt in some gains within a week. And, you know, like I said, I teach usually two classes every morning, sometimes a class in the evening, maybe two. So that's like 4 hours of exercise a day. Mm-hmm. I just had no energy level, and I used to be able to just get so much done in a day. And you know, when you're in bed all afternoon, when you're in bed for 4 hours a day, it really cuts down what you can get done. And then the rest of the
time. You were only sleeping 4 hours? Is that what you're saying? Or
I was sleeping in the afternoon, and then at night, yeah, I would.
You were napping in the afternoon.
I was napping in the afternoon. And then I wasn't sleeping maybe 8 hours at night because I was napping in the afternoon because I just didn't have the energy. So
well, this is where we get personal.
And the point being is, before you get to the personal, you realize that if you had to take naps 4 hours in the afternoon, that you couldn't keep doing this for very long because it was going to end.
Right.
And you realize that it was coming to a short, you know, short end of the road if you had to nap 4 hours just to do your work.
Right, exactly. And I didn't know how in the world I was going to keep teaching and you know, and not have the energy to do it. And yes, I will say now I spend 4 hours in bed in the afternoon for different reasons.
Oh, that's good. We'll talk about that when we get real personal in a few minutes. But my personal question was regarding menopause. Are you menopausal?
Premenopausal, I guess. I was still having my periods, and I think I just had the last one. It lasted about a day and a half, and I guess because you take these hormones,
yeah.
You stop your period. I don't really know why.
Tell us about that.
So what happens is, because we've now rebalanced Nan's system, she doesn't have to worry about menstrual periods. We've got the right balance of hormones to block the estrogen receptors in the uterus. So her menstrual periods are really a thing of the past. But we're balancing the estrogen for the rest of the body so that mental focus is good, you haven't lost any breasts. But then we've gone ahead, shape and size, but we've gone ahead and added androgens, which actually work against cellulite. And I don't know whether you noticed or not.
Yeah, I can. I see a huge difference in what appears to be my skin, but it's not necessarily my skin. It's what's right underneath.
What are you noticing?
It's smoother. I have more muscle definition. You know, like I said, I'm working out so much, and boy, I should see a lot more results. And so I'm starting to see the body that I saw, you know, 10, even 15, 20 years ago. So
that's
it's
cool.
Really fun. Yeah.
And that makes the point that really what cellulite is the weakness of the muscles holding the skin. So she's described it exactly right. So what we've done is we've made those small fiber muscles stronger. And that's why you've noticed that if you had cellulite, everything's tighter. So the women come in, whether they're 25 or whether they're 79, they come and say, look how firm my leg is. Look how hard and solid it is, and the dimpling is less. Mm-hmm. And this is all part of balancing the androgen for one other organ, because hormones affect every cell in the body. So we've got sleep better, no hot flashes, and Nan stays on this program. She'll never have menopause because she just coasts right through it.
She'll never have menopause.
Right, because the hormone levels will balance. The brain is there. The focus is there. The concentration is there. You know, the happiness is there. breast tone is there. Muscle tone. With your workouts now, have you noticed some improved in definition?
Oh, absolutely. And I can go longer. I can do way more. I'm, in fact, teaching much harder classes. I've totally stepped up my routine.
And the 20-year-olds can't last with you.
Nope.
We're talking about the gym, but that's okay.
So the birth control issue, too, is a really nice thing, you know? I mean, it was a nice benefit when she told me that we don't have to worry about that anymore. I had that right? Let's clarify that.
The combination is
better.
Truthfully, most women are very infertile after the age of 42, and since Nan's a little older, but the fact there is no lining there to implant and there's no ovulation because the hormones have been suppressed, this is one of the things we're showing both for men and women. That this combination we put together is actually effective contraception for both of you. But it doesn't change what you do knowing that you don't have to get pregnant. Right?
Right.
Okay.
Let's talk to Dave a little bit. We found out how Nan has just improved her life. And I know from a guy's point of view, Dave, what happens. Why don't you tell me with you, when you came with Nan, what you were experiencing. And I'm sure a lot of what Nan was, a little fatigue. You already mentioned that when you worked out, you weren't getting the pump that you used to. All of a sudden, you could work out harder, but you're still retaining more body fat, right?
Yeah, I had just started lifting weights again. I've done it off and on all my life. And, you know, I was still practicing yoga. I was doing some cardio. And like I say, the big thing was the weight loss. I just couldn't get the weight off. But what I noticed is, and I'm training with a guy who's about 10 years younger than me, and he was just like kicking my butt all over the gym, you know, for the first month. And now I'm about 7 weeks into it, and I can keep up with him. And not that this is the end goal that I'm looking for, but I can lift a lot more weight than in the beginning. He was lifting a lot more weight with a lot more intensity. Mm-hmm. And now my intensity level is up to his. And it's great to train with someone 10 years younger than me who's really knows what he's doing. But the fact that, you know, I can get that, it's weird. I can get this one or two more reps at the end. What I would the feeling of failure no longer, there's two more reps past that now. And what that's important for is for the strength building and for the better look.
Right.
You know, before what failure would be, it's like turbo. It's really a weird feeling to feel fatigued and then to still get like two more reps. I've never experienced that. That to me, most of what I experienced was more subtle. Nan had like more of a need for something in her life. Me, it was more of a subtle change. It's 7 weeks, and I think I'm still, I'm expecting a lot more changes in the next few weeks because it seems like the last couple weeks is when I really started noticing it in the gym the most.
How long have you been on therapy?
7 weeks.
All right, yeah. You'll definitely continue to notice a difference. At least, you know, I'm talking from
a patient's point of view. You were up 30 pounds of muscle in a year.
Wow,
that was last year. I'm a whole different guy.
Different structure this year. But the point is, the point we're making is that when I went on this program with not knowing anything back 20 years ago, the changes were, you know, I had good cardio, came back real quick. I never had done any weightlifting, and I told you my arms were 12 inches, big biceps, and my first bench press was 85 pounds. So the point is, when for me, it took 3 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had the endurance. I went out after 1 year, and I ran like a 216 half mile to see what I could do at 51. And then the weights, my body had to learn. Now, you are trained for that aspect, yeah. So it comes back faster. And then once I developed the muscle memory and stayed on the testosterone, it still is there, and it stays. But you can't do everything forever, which I'm going to teach you because you're not quite that old yet. But, you know, you can't, like my 20-year-old, you know, he can blow me out of the water now. He can do 8 pull-ups and then go ahead and lift more weight than I can. But I held on, and spotting him 42 years was a little too much. 32, I probably could have gotten by for a little while longer. Mm-hmm. But there's a limit. And the point is, get plenty of not heavy weights, but get plenty of recovery. And if you're going to do heavy weights, 5 times a week is too much. 3 times a week, you will have more gains. Stay flexible, don't get hurt. And the bottom line, the problem with guys in their 40s or early 50s is, oh, let's see if I can be Superman. You know, I talk about the time with 1,000-pound leg presses and dislocating my hip. And Steve, you hurt your shoulder. And Dave, you know, 275, you know, cut it down to 225, do more reps, do them faster. Go down the 170s, do 30 of them. You'll find you'll get more out of it for toning purposes with more reps. I mean, like you said, you don't have to be bigger. You just have to be leaner. And the cardio part of weightlifting is probably better than the heavy weights.
Well, you're naturally going to get bigger. And anyone that knows anything about lifting weights knows that it's that last 2 reps, that's the gain. But what I notice from hormone replacement therapy is that beyond that, when you talk about recovery, it's, oh, my God. I mean, like, you used to rip yourself on a great workout, and you'd have to wait for a good 5 days. I mean, if you had a really good workout, especially in the beginning phase. You know, once you're used to doing it, you don't get as sore, that delayed onset muscle syndrome. But, you know, when you're doing hormone replacement therapy, it's like you could almost go the next day. You don't want to, but you feel like, man, I'm ready.
That's true.
And you have to learn, just like a kid learns, that, you know, being smart is better, okay? And that's what we teach. We don't want you to go back to playing football against 18-year-olds, okay? You can do your...
Why not?
...cardio against the 18-year-olds.
Do it. He's ready.
But I have patients.
Put him in, coach.
Yeah, trust me. I have a patient who's in her 50s, and she's rollerblading, and she rollerblades professionally, and she's rollerblading now against 18-year-olds and blowing them out of the water. I've had women in their 40s who played industrial league hockey and got aggressive enough that said, I'm going to beat up on the 18-year-old. So the point is, being 40, being even early 50s, yes, you can compete to a great degree on a one-on-one. And it was cute. One of my patients asked me to sub in a 30-year-old league in tennis. And I really say, well, I probably can handle it. Why not? You know, the rating's the same. It's just going to be embarrassing for kids my age when I beat them at tennis. So with respect for age and maturity, show the maturity so you don't come in with a ripped shoulder or torn knee from squatting 700 pounds. So, you know, be smart. You know, just...
I agree. You know, like in the last week, I am back to the highest... And it is funny how the ego works, but I am bench pressing what I was bench pressing when I was in college playing football. And my partner just said to me this, the guy I'm working out with, he says, you know, I think we need to knock this off because you're going to get hurt. And I agreed with him totally. I said, thank you so much.
No, he said that because you're going to pass him.
No, he did say that. You're right about that too.
He was envious.
Yeah.
So the point is, the thing we teach here is that it's good to feel good. It's just no Superman, and you want reasonableness. And by giving you the chance to have what you had before and show the maturity that the hormones can bring as well, I mean, you don't have to be crazy. Mm-hmm. But it feels good to feel strong. And from my funny line is, it was about a week ago, and, you know, you're a big guy, and Steve was a muscular baseball player, and I was 112 pounds in senior in high school. So, you know, this thing about alpha males, okay, and alpha male with the girls, okay. So, you know, I always was the nerd with the calculator, but that's okay. You know, not anymore, right, Steve? But that's
right.
So the bottom line is, I got my 20-year-old stepson, and he's 6'3 and about 170 pounds, and he has a swimmer's body. I mean, he's just absolutely perfect, and he's grown up to be a good boy. And he was pushing me, and I gave him a look about 10 days ago, and I looked at him and said, stop. And he stopped. And I came in, I talked to Carol, and says, it's happened. I'm now an alpha male. You know, and I don't have to go and carry a big stick, and I don't have to push, and I don't have to wrestle them. I just have that confidence level. And what's funny is because now it's going in other places. The hospital, the research study, talked to a couple of the doctors that hadn't quite been supportive, and yeah, we're going to go ahead and have a meeting just so we can get your research started. So it's sort of cool that part of the testosterone effect is, you know, you don't have to carry a big stick. You just know that you're comfortable, and the things bounce off you.
Good point.
And it really makes life more comfortable. You're not the little nervous guy running around scared, and you just say, things are good, we can handle it. And I think that's one of the qualities that I had to learn, but the hormones really did make a difference.
I think that's an amazing point. You know, we've talked a lot about the physical effects. We all know our bodies work better, respond better. But the mental effect of having your game back, especially when you're in your 40s and 50s and 60s, you know, I think that's as important as the physical benefits. I mean, they both work together. But when you feel as good as you did when you're in your 30s, I mean, I think that has value, right?
I feel better than I did in my 30s. I wish that I had addressed the hormone issues when I was younger, because you know, my family had to deal with a lot of years of me not being my best, and what, you know, for me, it's not being as good as I was when I was young. For me, it's the possibility of reaching goals that I thought I would never reach, and here they are right in front of me, and that is absolutely exhilarating.
I'm on the same page there. You know, even when I was in tip-top shape in my 20s, I always had a handle. Now, I don't know if this is going to solve that problem, but maybe it is an estrogen thing. I'm going to find out somewhere down the road that maybe I'm going to remedy that. I always had, I could get to a 4-pack. I could never get a 6 or 8-pack because I always had, and you know, in liposuction, and maybe I still go down that road. I don't know, but I'm hoping that maybe this is going to be a solution for that now that I'm so committed to my training and I'm eating so well and sleeping so well. You know, maybe this is going to solve the problem. Time will tell. You know, I'll come back at a later date and let you guys know.
Well, I definitely think you burn calories more efficiently, right?
Yeah, but you've lost 25 pounds in under 2 months. Yeah. I mean, gee whiz, yeah. You know, what else do you want?
I
mean,
I want it all.
Well, I'm sorry, then you tone down your testosterone until you say, please, please. Yeah. Now, you know, the reasonableness is what you have to put in play. And the thing that Steve and I talked about is the mental function. Mm-hmm. And like yesterday, I told you I had a meeting with two nerds on describing neural networks for computers and how we can have computers think like humans do with examples. And I got done with it. I said, that was pretty good. Both those guys have contracts with Microsoft and Google, and I'm sitting here holding my own, and you know, I'm 25 years older than, and I'm not in the business, and that's pretty good that I can, you know, keep the brain functioning. So I think the brain function still is number one. Mm-hmm. But you got to have a mechanical means of getting that brain around. So take good care of yourself, good nutrition, good exercise, and a comfort level that you don't have to, you know, work out 6 hours a day, and you don't have to lift 350 pounds, you know, every morning. So comfort level of knowing you're there without having to prove it to yourself over and over again is a nice balance for the hormones from a central nervous system mental standpoint.
You have any friends that are in similar boats as you guys? You know, maybe women your age that are premenopausal or going through menopause, or guys like you that are gaining more weight and losing ground with their workouts. And then when you start to put it all together through hormone replacement therapy, you kind of want to tell them. And sometimes you do. And when you do, a lot of them have this wall up where they're just, you know, I don't know what it is, if it's an apprehension or why they're feeling this way, but you could tell them that you're going through menopause and you have none of these side effects. And for me, that bothers me because I want to reach out and tell everyone the good news. And, you know, you want people to feel like you do. You want people to get results, but it's not for everyone, I guess. It's for the true health seekers, the people that want to feel the best and get the most out of their life, I think.
Well, my students come to me and say, what are you doing? You look so great, this, that. And I immediately tell them. I always share with them. or if I see that somebody tells me, you know, gives me some of their symptoms, and I recognize that it probably has something to do with hormones, I refer them immediately. I think it's to be shared. Absolutely.
Yes, certainly nothing to be ashamed about, although Dr. Licton's son and mine will look at us as we get bigger than them, and they'll go, ah, you're cheating, you know?
But they're smart, you know, and both the children have said to me, you know, 20 years apart, because there's 20 years apart, how old do I have to be to cheat too?
Right, they never think about that. My son is 19, right? And so I put on 30 pounds of muscle last year, and he'll look at me and say, I'm cheating. I'm like, dude, I'm 50 years old. You're 19. Come on, man. I mean...
Well, he's already got all that stuff in him. I mean, does that mean he's cheating?
No, it means he's not working out as hard as dad.
I'm a firm believer in what works, you know. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Let me try this and see if it works. You know, I think Nan could be a little bit more suggested. I mean, but there's no question. I mean, like the change is night and day with her. Mm-hmm. With me, I tend to be more of a analytical critic. Okay. You know, so it's a little bit harder for me to believe something. And the proof is in the pudding. And there's no question that I'm seeing the difference now. And no, I'm not going to share that with a guy I train with. No way. I am not ashamed of what I am doing. I'm enhancing my life. Why would I not tell anybody that asked that question? Absolutely share it with them.
But number one is your hormones were low. Mm-hmm. So if you come to my office and you're bodybuilding, your hormones are normal, I say, have a nice day until you're in trouble. The point is, we are not augmenting people who are normal. We are replacing those who are low. And we joke about it, why waste youth on the young, but what we're saying is because of these environmental toxins, everybody's aging more. The healthiest generation was actually my parents' generation. And I was just on the phone. Mm. My mom's 90, you know, knock on wood. And the only trouble is, you know, she's outlived all her friends. But the bottom line is she's 90 years old, goes out and plays tennis, and she bowls. And she's not on hormone therapy, okay? Well, that's fine. You know, why don't you have your mom on hormone? Well, she got to 90 without my help. Who says I can make it any better? But the point is, after that generation, which is our generation, or mine actually, because I'm the earlier end of the baby boomers, is half of the guys who are obstetricians at the hospital have had open heart surgery in my group, okay? And I've been on this for 20 years, and, you know, knock on wood, I'm a long way away from it because I'm out there, and these guys have quit playing tennis 10, 12, 15 years ago, and I'm still playing against two guys who are 50 and winning. So the point is, what did I do? Well, when I crashed at 42, I did something. I knew something was wrong. I wasn't going to accept that this was what my life was going to be for the rest of it, and I wanted to make an intervention. I was fortunate enough to find an answer and make it work. And always under a doctor's care. It wasn't that me going out experimenting. I would go and talk with the doctor, and they would prescribe the medication. So we know now from doing this for 20 years, because, you know, 20 years ago, no one talked about male menopause. We have used androgens, testosterone in women for 50 years. And all this naysaying on Oprah, let's embrace the menopause. Well, let's embrace dying. I mean, I don't want that path. Thank you. I want to get every minute out of life. I want every day to be a good one. You know, I want to get up in the morning, get my butt out of bed. I want to take my shower. I'll be ready for the day, and I want to see what I can get done, whether it's cerebral or physical, sexual, and work, whatever it is. I want to have it all. One day at a time, it's all I'm given. I want it, and I'm not going to give it away. And I'm not going to say just because Mother Nature has done this, or because we poison our environment, or because the food is one half the quality it was 50 years ago. We can compensate, and we compensate by making our body work harder with the right level of hormones to get our nutrition level and make our tissue well.
So both of you have told us how you felt. Now let's turn the table, a little newlywed game type here, and let's talk about each other. Nan? Tell me the difference you saw in Dave when he began therapy. And get ready, Dave. I'm going to ask you the same about Nan in just a minute.
Yeah, why do I have to go first?
Ladies first.
Well, he immediately started dropping weight. When his workouts at the gym, he could recover much faster. He was feeling better.
Yeah. You're so forward when you're in the office. Just remember, only a few thousand people are listening to this, and everyone's going to be saying, what's Nan's number? But sorry, guys, Nan is taken. And no, we don't tell you where her course is.
And now I'm blushing.
You are. I know. You really are. If you could only see how red she is, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, yes. And our sex life has, it was never, believe me, it was never slow. But it certainly is rocking and rolling. Yes.
Okay, so you're saying that Dave, you noticed that difference in him.
Well,
she's giving off the pheromones and he's a rabbit. Okay? Is that simple enough?
I think it's more me, actually. I think I'm the one that is on the attack more, but
wow. Well, okay.
That's just our natures.
I mean our sex life, really, that wasn't an issue when we came here at all. It was fabulous. But I didn't think it could get any better.
Mm-hmm.
But it did.
So the differences you saw in Nan were?
I think maybe more in her than me. Maybe the same. I think I'm about the same, but for her, I didn't think it could get any better, but it got better. I mean, like, our sex life was off the scale already, and now it's off the scale times two. It's almost counterproductive. That might be a bad side effect.
Nobody's going to work anymore in this household. They're just staying home. Yeah,
no more naps in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Wow. See what you've done, Dr. Licken.
I know. I'm the mad scientist.
Look at what you've done. Couples all over America, because of you, are becoming less productive. They're staying at home in bed longer. How dare you?
But the time they spend at work is more productive, too.
This is true.
So they get more done in less time.
Well, and that's what we found when we've spoken with other guests that we've had on the show. You know, you hear about the mental sharpness that people get, especially the guys. It seems a lot of these guys, we've spoken to some in their 60s, I believe, earlier shows. And that was what they were really impressed with. Yeah, their sex life was better. Yeah, they're putting on more muscle. But man, they felt like they were back in the game. They were mentally there more clarity. I noticed that. You too?
I haven't yet. I mean, no? 7 weeks,
He's pretty sharp already.
I mean, we're doing yoga. I meditate in the morning. So there were a lot of things I was already doing to keep my clarity, you know, but it's only been 7 weeks.
And think of this as prevention. Remember, you know, if Dave's, you know, near the top of his game, he can say, well, wherever I was top before, things are better. I mean, I'm stronger, you know, we're knocking things off a little more often in the gym or wherever. And at work, you know, if the thing I noticed right off the bat was stress at work, things get under your skin. Maybe that's, you're a big guy, so maybe that's some. But I used to notice, gosh, I got to see these, you know, five patients I'm running behind, and I'm not going to get a chance for lunch, and I'm going to pop some more, you know, cupcakes, and I'm going to keep going, and I keep using all these things to keep going. And then it happens now, I don't need to get that. And, I realize, well, it take five more minutes, it all will get done. I don't have to get stressed by it. And I think that is a real big element of the testosterone. At least for me, is that I find I can handle the stress without being stressed. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm a recovered alcoholic of 6 years, so I'd already kind of like built those tools. But again, it's only been 7 weeks, so, you know, we'll see.
Well, that's another interesting point, though, because we have spoken in a past show about how alcohol recovery can be enhanced with hormone replacement therapy, correct?
Yeah, definitely. We can help the nutrition, but the hormones help to settle that brain. There's some pieces missing. I really believe that alcoholism is not just a learned behavior, but there's a chemical. You're set up for it. And the elements that are missing seem that the body can help fix it when we give the right balance of the gabapentin we talked about before, the nutritional supplements for the liver, the B vitamins, and the testosterone. And the literature shows that these all do impact on those obsessive type personalities. Or you think about what we talked about before, where I said I now have the calmness to handle things, and trust me, you know, I'm a little wiry squirrel, the guy at least I used to be, is I now have a different level of comfort and confidence that impacts whether you look for some other substance to fit a void. And the story I was telling about yesterday, I had one fellow in here who I think has Asperger's syndrome, extremely bright and antisocial, couldn't keep focused for 5 minutes. He's been on the program now for 2 months. We found his testosterone levels were low. And this is the kind of guy, I told you, Microsoft and Google, and they pay him for his brilliance, and then they can't keep a job. And he sat there with me for an hour and a half without losing focus. An hour and a half, and he got down and says, well, should I stay on the treatment? I said, hello. I said, we just spent an hour and a half, and you didn't go off topic once. I said, imagine the difference this should help with your life and job. And so I put on 20 pounds of muscle in the last 2 months, and, and I'm eating better. And he didn't even realize the changes that it manifests by having the right balance of hormones. And I thought it was fascinating. When reference to injury, young guy, 40s are now young guys. Guy came in, he had torn his pectoralis muscle and had nerve injury from lifting too heavy. Okay, so Dave, take your hand and hit it on your head a couple of times. And the guy actually had a physical defect in where he was doing 80 pounds in each hand, free weights, couldn't do 20. And his sister came back to me to get on the program and to feel good. And she called him and said, come on in. So he says, can you do anything? The surgeon said they can't do anything. It's nerve damage, it's muscle damage. I said, I don't know what I can do, but your levels are low, so we'll treat you. And he came back last week and said, Doc, this worked. I can now do 80 pounds again from 20, no surgery. And I said, well, be smart. Don't do it. You know, don't injure again. He says, but look at, and before he could see a defect in his pec where the nerve damage had been, and his pec is flat.
What do you attribute that to?
Well, we put him on the anabolic steroids and the testosterone, and it healed.
So building more muscle around that nerve, is that what it was?
Or we healed the nerve. I don't know what happened. I don't need to know. I just know the result. The outcome is great. And he's thrilled, and he says, you did what the other doctor said couldn't be done. I said, well, your body did what the other doctor said couldn't be done. I mean, I just gave you the balance of hormones that your body needed for recovery, and you did it yourself.
Along those lines, I've had a pinched nerve in my neck for maybe 10 years, you know, and I just live with it. And, you know, I did go to a chiropractor. It got better. But there was no question in my mind that the weight training did something, or the hormone replacement therapy. The way I trained the weights definitely got rid of that nerve thing, and I've dealt with it for 10 years, and it's well, I can't say completely, it's almost gone now.
Really?
And as I kept lifting weights in my muscle, it felt like maybe the muscles filled, like he says, I don't care to know why, but intuitively it almost seemed like maybe the muscle had atrophied and allowed room for it to pinch. And by building the muscle bigger or something. But as I got stronger and kept lifting, that pinched nerve pain went away, and that was really sweet. The other thing is along the alcoholism. Alcoholics are notorious for loving sugar, you know, just having that craving. And I just said to Nan, actually today, I said, you know, my craving for sugar, I've noticed a difference. So I can throw that out there too in terms of, you know, for an alcoholic, you know.
And the thing is that, and I do that too, when my testosterone is balanced, I don't grab for the junk food, and that's been an issue. Because you have the natural reserve of energy, you don't have to go to the sugar. And this is what we see with the diabetics, and that with the diabetics, their sugar goes up and down, but we're able with the testosterone to keep their highs and lows to be much more towards the middle. And that's really what makes a difference with us losing weight, is if we don't crave the sugar, we don't get high, we don't get low, we don't have an imbalance with the insulin and sugar flow, it makes a difference. And the other thing, I don't remember, we talked about the minerals, extra magnesium helps the muscles. Gabapentin for sleep helps the muscles because you can get deeper sleep for growth hormone levels. So there's a lot of things. We're not just pushing hormones. We're not really pushing nutrition. And really, most of all, we're pushing balance and preventative balance. Why not have this at 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80? I'm not, you know, planning to compete with Jack LaLanne at 95, but it sure be nice if I could without doing the workout for the 50 years like he did.
Wow.
60 years, 70 years what he did.
So Nan and Dave, were you doing a lot of other supplementation prior to hormone replacement therapy? It sounds like you were, Nan.
I was, yeah, and I got Dave started, and I set up, you know, our little vitamins every day, and I put them together every week, and I do, you know, fish oil and CLA and evening primrose and a lot of the oils.
Right.
And, you know, as well as just multivitamins. But I was doing all of this really extremely for about 4 years. And it was great. It really changed my body in a lot of ways. But I hit a wall, say, you know, a year ago, where it wasn't getting any better. It wasn't going to change. And I was surprised when we had the blood work done that I had deficiencies in vitamin D, in magnesium, in DHEA, because I had been doing this for 4 years. So it was really good to be able to pinpoint where the problems, where the deficiencies were, and be able to bring them up to the right levels. And yeah, it has totally changed the way I feel, the way I act. Physically, yeah. Mentally.
Too bad this wasn't TV. You know, for me, I'm glad it's not TV, but it should be TV for Nan. Doesn't she look great? She really does. Her skin.
Yes. Yeah. I would not.
She's an attractive 47-year-old woman.
Yeah, that's my.
And
well, thank you.
And on these drugs, she puts off more pheromones too. So even if she didn't,
I'm talking wacky.
If she didn't look good, you still wouldn't care. So the bottom line, the point I was going to make on Nan's comment was, and now we still have most doctors saying you don't need vitamins. The food's good enough, but the federal agencies show that the mineral content of vegetables is half of what it was in 1950. So doctors, you need vitamins. But the point we're making here is you can measure blood levels. And even though Nan was religious about taking all these vitamins, she didn't have the hormones to get her system to absorb them. So number one, yes, you need vitamins and supplements because the food sucks. And number two, you need to balance the hormones so your body can absorb the vitamins and minerals you do take in so that you can keep the system going. And the naysayers, you know, we'll do the Linus Pauling routine. Linus Pauling says, do what you want, and when I come to your funeral, we'll know who's right.
And Linus Pauling, he was the one that was really into vitamin C, right?
Right.
Mega dosing of vitamin C.
He thought he could cure his prostate cancer with vitamin C at 94, and that's where he lost. But he lived, you know, quite a life to have 2 Nobel Prizes, and just think what happens when you put him on testosterone.
Well, you know, it's also said in the cardiovascular world now that people are finally beginning to understand the lipoprotein little a becoming a big problem in cardiovascular issues. You know, we all hear about cholesterol, right? Well, we had Dr. James Roberts, an expert from Toledo, Ohio, co-wrote a book with Dr. Steven Sinatra, one of the true great minds in cardiovascular medicine. These guys, like Dr. Lichten, are cutting edge. They're ahead of the curve. And they've been talking about this lipoprotein little a for a long time, how sticky it is, how it binds. And this Linus Pauling has this regimen of 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C, 3,000 milligrams of lysine, and 500 milligrams of proline. And what that does is it binds it and helps it to pass through the body, because the stickiest cholesterol, that's what the problem is. And Dr. Robert showed us how when you're in trouble, and when some people go in and have one of these balloon angioplasties, it pushes back the cholesterol, which people think is good. But the body's natural response is what? To fill that back in with more cholesterol, the lipoprotein A. And so these cutting-edge physicians take a look at things like that. And Linus Pauling was definitely way cutting edge. And the funny thing to me is how guys like you that have been talking and doing what you've been doing for years, where some doctors look at you and say, this guy's nuts, finally, years later, it's mainstream. You know, Nan, you talked about doing fish oil. You know, fish oil, I've been doing that for years. And 10 years ago, my cardiologist at the time would say, that's just crap.
Yep.
Well, now everybody knows the value of fish oil. This is how it goes. I mean, and we have to find the guys like Dr. Lichten that know it.
Yeah, I believe 50 years from now, this is just going to be standard protocol.
Oh, I agree.
And, you know, kids in their 20s and 30s, I have worked with a lot of young kids. Well, to me, young kids. And those girls need this. I tell them all the time, you've got to go get your hormones checked. They're dealing with headaches. They're dealing with extreme mood swings. And it's because there's too much estrogen in their system. And there's, you know, too many things in the environment. We can control those things. And we should. We should, you know, be measuring the levels, be checking it out all the time. If for no other reason than, you know, for the people around us.
Right.
Because we're
exactly.
A lot easier to deal with, you know, speaking from a woman's point of view, you know.
I'm glad that you recognize
we're,
that.
We're pretty hard to deal with.
Really?
And I'm a lot nicer now.
That's good.
You know, I want to make a statement about you. It said that, like, when you tell other people that mm-hmm. they have that look on their face. Uh-huh. And, you know, I think it's because I think it's just my opinion that they group it in with steroid use, or, you know, for the bodybuilders. Oh, yeah. And like Dr. Lichten was saying, the massive quantities. And I think that people just jump to the conclusion that that's what you're talking about. When you say the word hormone therapy, from my experience, the couple people I have shared it with, because you do get that look, yeah, and you get a judgment, you get a, hey, you know, you know what you're doing. I mean, it sounds pretty risky to me. I think it's because of all the, you know, the way that steroid use with bodybuilders and sports athletes is perceived as, you know, those massive dosages. And that's not what this is.
No.
To clarify that, you know.
You know, we talk a lot from a guy's point of view what testosterone does for you. But did you know the heart health benefits of testosterone?
I was gonna ask. I mean, it is a muscle, right? I mean, after all,
well,
I mean,
testosterone
has a great effect on muscles. So I did want to ask that question, actually.
Well, one thing it does, and I'm certainly not the doctor, even though I may sound like I am, but there's this vasodilating effect of it, so that it helps open up your arteries. And so, Dr. Lichten, when I talked to him about being under stress, he's like, "Hey, you know, it's a good thing." And these new medicine cardiologists, they're implanting testosterone pellets in their patients, in the rear. I don't know if you've heard of the pellets, but testosterone, I mean, you can get it in a variety of different ways, obviously, like Dr. Lichten likes the shots, but it's all the same thing, right? So it's so much more. It's so much more. And to me, at its base level, as I know with you too, is it just as common sense? Why do we get old? Why do we degenerate? I mean, hormones decline. No one has all of these health issues when they're 20 or 30. You guys certainly didn't.
Well, and when your car gets low on oil, you put more oil in the car. When your car needs maintenance, you do the maintenance, and pretty soon you have a classic. You know, right, if you take care of it right.
Right.
And this is just a vehicle to get us around. And that's, you know, being a yoga instructor, you know, I'm very into that we are not our bodies. They are there to get us around. This is your animal.
Right.
You know, how would you take your dog for a walk? Would you treat your dog right? You know, would you give your dog a pat on the head? Well, you should treat your body the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, or like it's a new car, you know, or a car. If it needs a paint job, you give it a paint job. If it needs oil, you give it oil. It's just, you know, you're just supposed to take care of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not who you are. We're much bigger than our bodies.
Very true. I love the spiritual analogy I heard a long time ago when they said, you know what, you could weigh 160 pounds alive and you could drop dead tomorrow, and they could weigh your body dead. You're still 160 pounds. People are coming to see you. That 160 pounds is laying in the casket, but the person's not there.
Yeah.
So what that person was had nothing to do
with the 160
with the physicality.
Pounds. Yeah.
So you're right.
Yeah.
But having said that, we've got to live in these bodies.
Yes.
So let's make them the best we can be.
Yes, exactly.
So the profound question would be between us who are believers, if you will, is what do you think makes us different? We look around, we see other people that aren't jumping for great health, that aren't willing to take the steps required to be healthy. Why do you think we do that?
I want to be the best Dave Perkins at 47 that I can be, within reason. I mean, I'm not going to take undue risks, but reasonable, that makes sense to me, especially when I see other people who are walking. You know, this is a thing that attracted me. I wasn't promoted to do this. When I came in his office, you know, I was skeptical, but I looked around, I asked if he used it, I asked his, and I looked at him, he's got a handshake about broke my hand, his staff, there was a couple other patients I spoke to. I liked what I saw. So that was the bottom line. You know, that's what I wanted. It was an attraction to me. So I seek that out, and let me give it a shot. Let me see if it works for me. If it worked for them, why not?
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to be the best I can be at any age, you know. That's what it was for me.
And that's what this is about. We talked about this session is prevention. We're all going to get old. We're all going to fall apart. We're all going to die. Let's just make that the longest point out there. Let's keep disease away. And prevention, to me, starts with keeping our hormone levels at a nice youthful level. It's not that we're giving you something to feed some level that's abnormal. We just know what normal is, and why not make normal? So prevention is based on lab tests, and the point is, after we fix the lab test, then you come back and say, look at all these things that are better that I didn't even know were off, because it's been so long since I've been there. So, you know, Nan, as she gets older and her friends go through hot flashes and night sweats and muscle tone falls and irritable and forgetful and, you know, where are your car keys and what's my name and all this other stuff, she may not have that happen. We know that hormone replacement versus no hormone replacement, there's a 20 times higher incidence of Alzheimer's in those who don't take hormones. 20 times. Wow. And in the future, we're going to do an interview with a fellow who's 93, and he's back playing the piano. And he started to slip, and his hormones, the little guy's 105 pounds, 5'4", a little frail guy. And he comes in, tells Carolyn and I jokes, tries to pick Carolyn up. I know his testosterone level's too high. But, you know, that's good. You know, that's the way you want it to be. Why not? I mean, the point is it's a quality issue. And quality means that you recognize things are going downhill. You don't accept them. You do your prevention. You find out what things are missing, and you replace them. And half of what we do is nutritional. The DHA, the vitamin D, the digestive enzymes are over-the-counter products. And the other parts are the hormonal products, which includes the thyroid, the adrenal, the androgens, and if necessary, and neither one of you need it, is the growth hormone. So the point is, I don't know how much we can do. The body will fix itself to whatever degree it can, but let's optimize our lives mentally, physically, spiritually, by at least having the temple that we live in work as well as it can in this toxic environment.
Well said. Nan and Dave, thank you so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
You too.
Pleasure. Pleasure being here.
Best of health to both of you. And if any of you out there would like more information on Dr. Licton, visit his website at usdoctor.com. All kinds of information. Dr. Licton, they can also order the blood work out there as well, correct?
Yes. It's there as usdoctor.com/ in capital letters, lab tests. And the results will be sent to my office, and they can be sent to your doctor's office as well.
Cool. So again, usdoctor.com, Dr. Licton's website. If you'd like to call for a consultation, he's available for that as well. You can reach him at 248-593-9999. Again, 248-593-9999 for a consultation with the great one, Dr. Edward Licton. Season 2, episode 2 in the can, Doctor.
We've had phone calls from New Jersey, New York, Montreal, Washington State, California, Arizona, and in the Midwest, people who've been listening to the podcast.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, over 3,500 new users, or rather new listeners, will tune in every single month. And that's pretty cool. And it's all from iTunes. New program available for you every single Monday. We thank you for listening. I'm Steve Peck saying stay healthy, everyone. We'll talk to you again next week.